Please do.
Hello, my name is Maria Rejek Kambic and I'm a conservator at the Institute for the Protection of Cultural Heritage of Slovenia. That's why my paper deals mainly with the conservation principles for this unique heritage in the last decades of the 20th century, with the main focus of the renovation of the Urban's department store and the reconstruction of acid-etched glass panels in it. At the first, I would like to say something about the Urban's department store. In the 19th century, especially in its last quarter, Ljubljana underwent a transformation from a small provincial center into a modern national capital. In 1903, Felix Urbans, a respected wholesaler of textile fabrics, built the first department store in Ljubljana. The palace was erected on what today is Prešeren Square, which evolved from a suburb crossroads into a new modern urban space shortly after the earthquake in 1895 and became the new heart of the city. Urbans appointed the famous Graz architect Friedrich Siegmund to draw up plans for new palace. The architect has already experienced with commercial architecture. His department store, for example, in Graz, determined a new scale in a commercial architecture in Graz and introduced a new building time with secessionist forms into the traditional historic architecture, which provoked quite a scandal. On the contrary, Siegmund's purest Art Nouveau building in Ljubljana was well accepted as being interesting, perfectly modern and charming. The design of the palace has no much match in contemporary Austrian architecture. It was inspired by Franco-Belgian Art Nouveau, which with was Siegmund became acquainted during his visit to Paris in 900. The three-story palace combines the commercial and the residential part, which is clearly reflected in its exterior. The fashionable facade is inspired by Viennese architecture. It's decorated with Wagnerian decorative motifs as mercury concentrated beneath the eaves. But the interior is stylistically a true French department store in miniature, which is unique in Slovenia. The main sales space is located centrally on the corner and extends over two floors. A monumental staircase is placed directly in the axis of the main entrance. Immediately after the Second World War, the palace became the property of the state in the process of nationalization. In this period, the palace was considerably remodeled several times and radically altered in the interior. In that time, the whole building, including the former residential part, was converted into a department store. Despite all alteration, the central hall of store preserved its authentic furnishing. The cabinets with open salvage were slightly modified, self counters and freestanding mirrors were damaged, while etched glass panels that decorated the inner part of the shop windows almost disappeared. Only one acid-etched glass panel remained intact. In 2004, the building was returned to the heirs of the former owner. They decided to renovate the building in its original beauty and splendor for the original function. The owners had already worked closely with the Institute of the Protection of Cultural Heritage in the decision-making process. A conservation plan was drawn up by the Institute, which established the policies and gave the guidelines for the renovation to the architect. The main objective of the restoration was to maintain the basic historical values and authenticity of the building as a whole, at the same time to consider the actual building regulation, fire precaution, consolidation of the construction, and requirements of the shopkeeper. It has to be noticed that Ljubljana is on the earthquake area, and it's the precaution and regulation for consolidation of the buildings in Ljubljana are very, very high, and usually they can't be implemented into the building as they are for new buildings. Restoration works were carried out by skilled specialists. Some compromise has to be made on the request of the merchant. The cabinets were adapted. The inner shelves, originally made from raw pine boards, were replaced by white glass finish boards. Different installation systems were hidden behind the cabinets due to the reduced depth of shelves. And now I will say something about acid glass panels. This is not so common technique. We could say it's kind of a graphic monotypy, because you can get only one print from it, so it's similar to graphic technique. Glass panels decorated with the technique of acid etching were fairly widespread in Ljubljana architecture at the turn of the century. Etched glass windows were indispensable equipment in public and residential architecture, which is actually quite interesting because considering that there were no workshop producing etched glass in Ljubljana. Most of the etched glass was imported from other countries of the monarchy, mainly from Vienna and Bohemia. Ljubljana is still remarkable for being one of the few cities in which etched glass panels have been preserved. The historicistic tradition and stylistic feature predominated the architecture of Ljubljana up to the outbreak of the First World War. Historic motifs such as tendrils, garlands, cartouches, meshes, etc. also prevailed on edge glass panels. It was only at the turn of the century that Art Nouveau motifs such as stylized plant, flowers, landscape, etc. drawn in elegant line also appeared. The art of glass acid etching quickly fell into oblivion after the First World War. This was a result of the political changes that cut the ties with Vienna and other cities of the old monarchy, as well the changes of fashion and taste in architecture that brought functionalism and modernism. The unique heritage of edge glass windows was not much appreciated until the last decades of the 20th century, when it was included in the renovations. Now I will say something about how the acid etch glass were incorporated into during the restoration. The first example shows maintaining of original etched glass panels. Mainly all the windows in the apartment buildings that face the courtyards and the doors in the entrance hall or staircases were usually glazed with acid etched glass panels. Those, for example, decorate the swinging door in the apartment building at Betonoma number 9. The renovation of staircases in 2010 included as well the restoration of the door with etched glass panels in the entrance hall. The motifs of lost panels weren't reconstructed as a whole, although the salvage running by sides was recreated in the sandblasting technique. The renovation completed in 2010 of old provincial theater of Ljubljana followed the principle of maintaining the original. Windows were restored, preserved edge glass panels were cleaned, cracked and lost elements were replaced by replicas, imitating the original design and using original technique of etching glass. This contributed considerably to the completeness of heritage values and the image of theater. The highest quality secessionist glass panels decorated with floral and vegetal and landscape motifs adorned the Grand Hotel Union. In addition to the monochrome etched glass panels, this building also saw the use of colored panels. This was ordinary glass coated with one or more layers of colored glass and gradually etched, which ingeniously adorned the most prestigious rooms. Those glass were imported from Bohemia. It was made by famous Pilsen factory of Reichwald. The significant value of the edge glass panels was recognized in the refurbishment of the hotel in 1998. Doors and windows were fitted with copies. Original panels were deposited in the museum. Some of the replicas of monochrome edge glass panel motifs were made with sandblasting technique. The drawing masterfully imitates the original technique, but the acid glass is much easier to maintain and the different tones of shadings are clearer. The preservation of the etched glass panels became an issue within the framework of adaptation of the printing house of Catholic Press Society between 1997 and 2000. The building was then converted into the Faculty of Law. Only the facade design with typical Wagnerian motifs and windows glazed with acid etched panels decorated with stylized laurel leaves were undamaged at the beginning of the project. Unfortunately, only some of the panels have been preserved in museum storage due to the initiative of a glass worker who still practices the art of glass acid etching. And now the project, which was involved in the urban department store. In the urban department store, edge glass panels decorated the interior of all shop windows on the ground floor. They create a kind of a visual barrier between the exterior and the interior. These panels were recognized as one of the significant values of the Urban Palace as a total work of art. They are as well distinguished for their size. They are 2 meters and 3 meters high, and excellent Art Nouveau floral motifs. And of course, when they were etching the glass was of the high quality. It was very thick and optically perfect, ground and polished. The reconstruction of the panels was one of the most difficult issues. As noted by master in acid etching glass, Aleš Lombergar, the project is the culmination of his career. A survey of the records provides invaluable data of the original store furniture, but photographs and drawings of the edge glass panels were not found among them. The reconstruction of 6 panels was undertaken on the basis of 2 panels, one preserved in the store and another one broke in pieces, kept for more than 2 decades in Lombergar workshop. The process of reconstruction started with cleaning and scanning the complete panel and the fragments of the broken example. Many drafts were made for lost drawing, one for the smallest window in size and four for the largest ones, in accordance with the extant examples. After making plans and drawings, samples of acid edge glass were produced in order to define precisely the procedure of etching. The goal was to recreate the best effect of drawing and shading. Each glass panel with resist mask has to be immersed in acid 3 times in order to obtain the effect of different shades ranging from clear and opaque areas of glass. This is precisely the technology which was used in 1903. Originally, these panels permitted the light come inside, but the owners and the users of the, on the contrary, wanted to close the shop to the outside completely. Therefore, the glass panels had to be brightened artificially to create an impression of daylight. The expected result was not achieved, although the lighting was installed by a specialist in exhibition installation. We could say that only minimal intervention by darkening the background would make edge glass panels more vivid, but the representative of the high fashion store expressed no interest in improving the presentation. And for the conclusion, it can easily be concluded that the sustainable preservation and presentation of edge glass panels requires the inventory and documentation as a preliminary. I have to say that in the public houses, this inventory has been done, but in the villas and in the department houses, which are in private ownership, it can't be done because we don't have the access to all the houses. Of course, studies, surveys, etc., in order to understand and specify the cultural value of heritage, has to be done as followed. The presentation of the edge glass panels, which flooded the city at the turn of the century, is a key element for interpretation of the past. Preservation in the original location and context is, of course, high in narrative, but carries a high risk of future harm. Broken or damaged edge glass panel cannot be joined and used for glazing the window again. The preservation of the original with the completion of lost edge glass panels in their original location and context sustain their values, especially in cultural heritage which represents so-called total works of art. Sometimes we could ask ourselves, is the replacement of the original with replicas for the purpose of ensuring the security and preservation of the original justified due to the diminishment of heritage values through separation in building, where edge glass panels form an integral part of significant? We can as well recreate the motifs with abrasive sandblasting, which is common technique for creating patterns in glass panels. The advantage of replicas made with that technique is their accessibility and price. However, the abrasion of the glass surface by sandblasting cannot truthfully replicate all the tones of shading. Removal to the museum has two sides. On one hand, they are safely kept for the future generation, but ability to access the exhibit is insufficient if the exhibit does not form part of the permanent collection. The art of etching glass has almost disappeared today, and skilled craftsmen capable of forming historical motifs are also becoming rare. As well, much has to be done in the field of the promotion of this unique and fragile heritage, because acid etched glass panels are not very well known to the general and expert public. Interest by the broader public could also be raised through new exhibition, lectures and other tools, as well with lecture today. Thank you for your attention.